you might be thinking to yourself, I'm hearing an awful lot of a buzz about theatre lately, but I'm blind and partially sighted. How can I enjoy a theatre production? Well, audio description is what you're looking for. And Vida Hjarding, you love the audio description, don't you?
Hi, Simon. I do, and I have been lucky enough to attend many audio described performances over the years, and it's been great for me to share some of that experience with you and your listeners. And I hope, as a result of that, that the audiences that include blind and partially sighted patrons have grown. And let's just keep our fingers crossed that, like me, people find that audio description and related touch tours enhance their enjoyment of whatever it is, ballet, opera, musicals, drama, Shakespeare, whatever, as much as they do for me.
Actually, on that, I'm hoping to interview somebody next week talking about, you know, we were talking about the pre-recorded audio description.
Ah, yes. Is this Alice Gilmore?
Yes. Yeah. So, hoping to chat with her next week about it, because she's actually already done one.
She has, and she sent me a piece she'd written about it, and it was an Opera North-related one, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I look forward to that.
That should be interesting. Things developing all the time.
So, anyway, back to where we are. You've been to see As You Like It. And
I did like it.
It's a bit of a romp at the RSC.
Absolutely. Play I didn't know very well by Shakespeare, actually, this one, Simon. It's all set in the Forest of Arden. And, it was a good... Lots of comic moments, which was nice, and a reasonably easy story to follow. And I didn't know the play at all. So it's always, first and foremost, good to see something new. Even better if you like it. And, as I said, I did. The describers were Carolyn Smith and Mary Plackett, who are part of the team who do describe performances for the RSC. And the touch tour is always particularly good in Stratford, because in addition to getting to see some of the more unusual props and get literally a feel for the costumes, which is always helpful, particularly if they're period attire and that sort of thing, we also get the chance to meet a couple of the cast as well. And I always think ahead of a matinee and an evening production, that's very good of them to come out at 11 o'clock in the morning to chat with patrons. So a very productive, worthwhile and enjoyable experience. And I was particularly, I'll just add this, encouraged to see such a good turnout on the part of VIPs, visually impaired patrons. You expect that with Hamlet, say, or perhaps the Scottish play, as they call it, you know, things that are particularly popular and well-known. But with a play that I would argue isn't quite in that league in terms of public awareness and things, it's just great that there is clearly the message is getting out there. And I hope in our own small way we are encouraging that, and more people are taking advantage of the assisted performance service.
So what was Touch Tour like then for this production?
So the touch tour was in the main theatre, and we went on stage, which is always good, and we saw a lot of the different costumes for the different characters. And I won't go through all of them, because unless you've seen the play or are about to or are going to read up on it, the characters won't necessarily mean a lot to you. But they brought out various coats and other different garments, which, again, gave you an idea. And the one thing that struck me, actually, was that they are all really, really heavy. So, you know, bearing in mind they've got to move around and you know, be agile on stage and all the rest of it, it certainly isn't helped when you're sort of weighed down by some heavy attire. And actually, as we approach this alleged heat wave at the moment, it's going to be even more uncomfortable for the actors, but a sign of their professionalism that they make it work.
And how did this add to the enjoyment of the production itself?
So what is good is that the audio describers, Mary and Carolyn, give you a context for the plays. They talk a bit about how, when it was written. You get some of this information on the pre-show notes that you can download from the website at the RSC, or indeed ask for a CD recording of. And I had that, so I'd got that ahead of going to Stratford. But it's good to have it reprised, or if you haven't had the chance to look at those notes, it's great to hear it for the first time. And then they also introduced us, as I say, to a couple of the actors who came on, chatted about their roles. And in a very informal way, this is what I quite like about it. It's unhurried and it's informal. So they do a little bit of a talk to kick us all off. And then we, either with companions or on our own or whatever's you know, suits the individual. You get the chance just to sort of move around, look at some of the props, look at some of the costumes, talk to some of the cast one-on-one. And it's all just a very, very nice, relaxed, pleasant addition. And I'm sure it's something that talking to friends who don't go to the audio described performances, I think they're quite envious of the opportunities we get to actually, you know, have that facility to go on stage and you know, enjoy the touch tour. So well done to the RSC for making it so inclusive and so, you know, productive.
And, of course, the RSC are doing a groundbreaking season this year on diversity and
indeed
inclusion.
Indeed they are. And I think you've been talking to people from the RSC about that very thing.
Yeah, we're going to be chatting about it a little later in the show, actually, with a blind actress who's going to be in two of the plays of this season.
Brilliant.
Karina Jones. What about guide dogs? Were any people there with guide dogs?
There were actually a couple of guide dogs, and they were on the stage with their owners for the touch tour. But in many cases, during the actual performance itself, they are obviously... Many guide dogs aren't big Shakespearean fans, I suspect, and they would much rather be spoilt and fussed and looked after by the volunteers and the staff front of house. And that's normally what happens. And in fact, that is a service and a facility that is offered at many venues, artistic venues around the country. So if you do go to a performance of any kind, which is audio described, then, you know, if you would prefer for your guide dog not to be in the auditorium and maybe have a bit of a walk or whatever, they will ensure that the guide dogs are indeed looked after. So that's another plus in terms of, you know, getting the most out of the day.
So the more people who ask about audio description, then there's more of a demand. I suppose the box office is probably the best place to start, isn't it?
Absolutely, Simon. So yeah, it's the old, as you rightly say, that old logic of the more people who want it, the more they'll do it. And the RSC, yes, there's a moral obligation and all the rest of it, and they want to get as wide and as diverse an audience in the theatre or the Swan or wherever they're performing as they can. And they obviously welcome feedback, as I know the describers do as well, because obviously they are always seeking to improve however much of a good job they do, and they do a really good job. They're always looking at ways of, you know, making it even better. So any feedback from people who attend an audio described performance, you know, that would be greatly appreciated. And yeah, if you've not done it before and you're wondering, well, how do I embark upon, you know, trying out my first audio description, then the box office is a good place to start. And then there is also an access, or in some cases it's called a creative learning department. And you can ask perhaps to be put in touch with them by phone or email and have a chat with people who are directly responsible for, you know, making sure these types of performances happen. And people can talk you through and hopefully make you feel as comfortable as possible for when you turn up on the day.
We'd love to hear how you get on if you try some audio description, and you can feedback to me and Vida via, Facebook. Just search for R&IB Connect Radio. You can email me. It's radio@rnib.org.uk. And, of course, we have our website, RNIB Connect Radio, and a Contact Us tab on there. So plenty of ways to get in touch. Love to hear from you on your experiences with audio description. And if you're new to the show, Vida will be popping in regularly throughout the year, having a nice chat about some other performances. In the meantime, though, Vida, lovely to have you back on the show.
Great to be back, Simon. Nice to talk to you and your listeners. And hopefully we'll catch up again next week.
You take care.
Thanks very much.